six. I start. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Ha! Any pie I want. Green. I'll take green. Some enchanted evening. What sexual problem is grounds for divorce in 24 U.S. states? What do I know about sexual problems? It's not really cheating if I take a really quick look at the answer, is it? I mean, after all, who cares about the rules when you're playing by yourself? A par five? What are they talking about, a par five? Oh, wrong question. Too bad you didn't notice that, you crazy imaginary opponent, you. Impotence, that's it, impotence. I knew that, green pie. Can't stop me now, I'm on a roll. 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, pink. Who was Mrs. Jumbo's son? Mrs. Jumbo? Okay, just another very quick look at the back. Dumbo?
You're cheating.
Oh, it's you. I didn't hear you come up.
I can go if you want me to.
It's a free rooftop.
Jillian said you wanted to talk to me.
I did.
What about?
The game, the one we were playing, we haven't finished it yet.
You want to finish it?
Of course I do. You can't just leave it like that. I don't want to go through the rest of my life wondering who would have won.
You already have a game going.
It's nothing, just passing time, playing by myself.
Isn't that difficult?
No. I throw the dice, move the piece, then ask myself the question. If I get it right, I go on. If I don't, I pretend I'm the other person. Do the same thing. So far, I'm winning.
How's the other fella?
Oh, him. He's terrible. He cheats. You didn't think it was me that was cheating, did you?
What about your new playing partner?
Oh, she told you about that, did she? Well, I made him up. I didn't want her to think I didn't have any friends. So, do we play or not?
If you really want to.
I'll set it up.
But first, we have to clear the air. We have to talk.
What about?
About what happened. Jillian tells me she thinks I wasn't fair with you.
Which spot were you on?
There. Is that what you think?
No, I think you were here.
No. I mean, do you think I wasn't fair with you?
I guess you weren't.
How can you say that?
How? It's true, that's how.
Name me one time when I wasn't fair.
You told me I was vulgar. That isn't fair. And old. And ugly.
I never said you were ugly.
You hinted at it.
I couldn't have. It never entered my head. As a matter of fact, I think you're quite interesting looking.
That's what people say when they think you're ugly.
They do not.
Sure they do. There was this lady who lived next door to me for a couple of years. Had a baby. Homeliest looking thing you ever saw in your life. Looked like Winston Churchill. Put a cigar in his mouth, you wouldn't have told him apart. And that's what people used to say when they looked at him. Sure is interesting looking.
You probably misinterpreted what they meant.
I didn't misinterpret. I used to say it myself. I know what I
meant. Well, you shouldn't be so concerned about looks anyway. They don't mean a thing, and I should
know. You should know
what? I never won any beauty
contests. Did you enter any?
Of course not. What's the point of entering something when you know you don't have a chance?
Well, I think you're good looking.
I look like an old lady.
I keep telling you, you're not old.
I am old.
You can't be a day over 70.
Six. 76.
Well, I don't believe it.
Well, it's true.
Well, you don't look it.
What?
76. You look 50, 55 tops. And inside, I'll bet you're 25.
16, actually.
Are you sure you want to play?
I thought you wanted to.
We could just talk.
We did talk.
I mean about other things?
What?
Oh, I don't know. You, us, what made you come back?
Maybe I wanted to finish the game, too.
Nothing else?
What do you mean?
You didn't come back to give me another chance?
Maybe, but don't get any ideas.
About what?
Us. Nothing's changed. There is no us. Not really.
So what's it going to be, then? You and me sitting up here for the rest of our lives, playing this silly game?
If that's the way it turns out.
So all that stuff about when you get to know me better, that's all canceled now, is it?
I promised myself I wouldn't get into this.
I just want to know where I stand.
Where you always stood.
And that's enough for you?
More than enough.
Just sitting up here playing game after game of Trivial Pursuit and making small talk? And no commitment, right?
That's right.
Why?
There isn't a reason.
Of course there is. There has to be. People don't want to get involved with other people. There's a reason. Tell me.
It was something Jillian said. She just mentioned... I don't want to talk about this. You'll think I'm foolish.
No.
Or old-fashioned or something.
No, I won't.
Because I already have one.
What?
A commitment.
To who?
Nathan. My husband.
He's dead, isn't he?
Yes. But it doesn't mean that the moment he died, everything changed just like that. I married him when I was 21 years old, and he died when I was 62. That's 41 years. Everything I did for him. He smiled, I smiled. If he was worried, I was worried. We were like one person. He was a kind man, thoughtful, gentle. I loved him, and I still do. I know this is going to sound all wrong coming from a person like me. You'd expect me to say, life goes on, you have to forget about yesterday and think about tomorrow. But I can't. I don't want to just replace him. Not with anyone.
Okay.
Just like that? Okay?
I understand. And you don't sound foolish. I felt that way too, you know.
Did you? I used to think it wasn't fair. Why should I be left? And then one day I realized life isn't fair. It isn't supposed to be. If it was, there wouldn't be people starving while others get fat. Not that knowing that makes it any easier. Do you think about her, Mrs. Wendell?
Gladys? We called her Glad. Yes. It's funny the way things turn out, isn't it? When you're young, you think it'll go on forever. But it doesn't. Everything changes, sometimes so slowly you don't even notice it. Then all of a sudden, you wake up one morning and you're old and nobody cares about you. You open your eyes and you think she's going to be there in the bed next to you. But she isn't. I'm glad you told me that. Maybe I am cranky and feeble and put up a wall so people won't get too close, just like you do. But I never lost knowing how to feel. So if this is all you want, okay. Just a companion? That's good enough. Let's finish this silly game.
It's your turn.
My turn? Good. Good. That's good. Three moves and I'm going to win this one. Four. One, two, three, four. Green. Ask me a green question.
Oh. Yes. Maybe I shouldn't ask you this one.
Why not?
I'll take another.
Why? You think I'll know it? You want to find a harder one?
No, it's just embarrassing.
Ask. I can take it.
What sexual problem is grounds for divorce in 24 U.S. states?
A par five!
Pardon?
A par five!
What are you talking about?
A par five. That's grounds for divorce in 24 U.S. states.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, I know this one for sure.
Wrong.
What do you mean wrong? It isn't wrong.
I'm telling you it's wrong.
What is it then?
Impotence.
Oh, yeah. Impotence. Wrong question.
My turn.
Well, go on.
I just want to say something. Maybe I was wrong.
About what?
You. Maybe I misjudged you.
Go ahead, throw.
Three. One, two, three. Blue.
Blue. What are you staring at?
I want to say something else, but I'm nervous.
Don't be. I don't bite. Ignore the bark. I'm really quite a nice fellow.
Well, in that case, what do you say we do lunch?
Do lunch? What are we going to do with it?
Eat it. What else do you do with lunch?
In a restaurant?
Yes.
Out? You mean out? Like a real date?
Yes.
When?
How about now?
Now is fine. As soon as we finish this game.
You really want to finish it?
I have to know who's going to win. What color do you want?
Blue.
Blue. That's right. Let me see here. Name the river that flows through the center of Rome.
Is that Rome in Italy?
How many Romes are there?
The Tibula.
Wrong!
It can't be wrong.
Well, it is. It's the Tiber. Even I know that. The tibular is a kneecap.
That's the patella.
Who cares? My turn!